You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Kirsten O'Donovan, the founder of Top Results Coaching, a company that specializes in guiding individuals to move forward in their lives and successfully achieve their goals. Kirsten, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. Good to have you. And I know you're coming to us from Spain. Why do you think that some entrepreneurs become ultra successful and others don't?
Well, Eric, I think that history does tell us that, the great entrepreneurs are neither smarter, better educated, nor harder working than other entrepreneurs. But successful entrepreneurs certainly do things a little bit differently. And from my experience, I think the most important contributing factor is having a mindset that will support you in succeeding. You know, if one was to read and study about the many successful entrepreneurs, you would find that they all have one common trait, and that is the mindset. So I think that is definitely the differentiating factor between becoming ultra successful or, unfortunately failing sometimes.
Besides a good business plan, what other skills do you think that entrepreneurs need to have to succeed?
I would say that the one skill that entrepreneurs really need to master is time management skills. And I say that because most entrepreneurs go from working either very little on their company and not seeing a lot of results to working overtime, and then the line between their personal and work life really starts to become blurred. You know, time management is a voluntary skill, and it's important to learn how to do things effectively as an entrepreneur, everything from managing your email to learning how to plan your days and prioritize your I've seen it so many times. Just applying some small changes to your time management can really create extra hours in the week, and you're able to achieve more, and that means, results are quicker as well as money. So it's really becoming aware, of your time management behavior and learning some skills. I think that would be key.
How exactly do you help entrepreneurs move forward?
I like to work a lot with the mindset, Eric, so helping them to really understand what's going on. And I give them tools to effectively manage the challenges. So I do everything, I guide and support them to develop the skills that they need to succeed, helping them to overcome their obstacles. It's important that they're really, really clear on where they're going and exactly how they're going to get there and make it happen. As a coach, it's my job to also hold them accountable to stretching out of their comfort zone. That is really where the results are. I champion them on when they're feeling down. But my basic goal at the end of the day is to help them achieve their goals in whichever way that I can.
Today we're joined by Kirsten O'Donovan, coming to us from Madrid, Spain, the founder of Top Results Coaching, a company that specializes in guiding individuals to move forward in their lives and successfully achieve their goals, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kirsten, you have a boot camp for entrepreneurs over 42 days. What exactly does that mean?
Eric, it's a virtual boot camp that I run from Spain. It's run over 6 weeks, and it's called the Roadmap to Success in 42 Days, because that is actually what it is. I give a roadmap where we cover everything that you need to have in place to confidently launch your business or to move forward if you're feeling stuck. So basically, over the 6 weeks, we cover the 6 key areas that entrepreneurs need to have in place to boost their success. So we work with everything from the mindset to the time management skills to having the business plans in place, the goal setting. It's a really comprehensive program, And as I said, focuses 80% on the internal components that entrepreneurs need, and then like 20% on the external, the business plans and the goal settings.
And why is this boot camp roadmap to success in 42 days so successful, in your opinion?
The boot camp has had amazing results, and not only because you don't only learn a skill every week. You've got via video training, you've got weekly modules, homework and exercises, but you also have one-to-one coaching sessions with myself. So while you're learning all the skills, I'm also helping you to overcome all your obstacles so that I ensure that you successfully reach your goals at the end of the 6 weeks. I combine coaching with the skills training to really give my clients the results they're looking for. So if you want results in 6 weeks, like I'm promising, traditional coaching alone is not going to get you there in 6 weeks only, and neither is skills training. But together, it's guaranteed. It is intensive, and that's why it's called a boot camp, but the results are amazing.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the Roadmap to Success in 42 Days boot camp online and to be in touch with you as well?
Yes, definitely. They can have a look at the website, which is www.entrepreneurin42days.com. So that's 42, the number. So entrepreneurin42days.com. Or alternatively, you can contact me via email at info@entrepreneurin42days.com.
And in conclusion, Kirsten, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
I would say that whatever, you know, what you want to do, you really need to put results before comfort if you want to achieve your goals. A lot of people want to achieve some great things, but they're not ready to put the results before comfort, and they really need to step out of their comfort zone as well. That's where the results really, really are. So I would ask anyone, you know, a big question would be, what do you need to give up in your life in order to gain what you want? Most of the time we have to give up something in order to gain. So that's a key question to look at. You know, what would you need to give up in order to gain what you want?
I certainly do like that perspective and that advice. She is Kirsten O'Donovan, the founder of Top Results Coaching, a company that specializes in guiding individuals to move forward in their lives and successfully achieve their goals. And the website of reference, once again, is entrepreneurin42days.com. Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us today via Madrid, Spain, here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
From my end, I would just say, you know, for budding entrepreneurs, take the leap. Jump. Do it. Go in head first. You know, do your homework. Make sure you've dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, researched everything forwards and backwards. But go. Do it. You know, I think the biggest problem that we have right now is we have so much information, so much news coming at us. The economy's bad, da-da-da-da. Let me tell you, somebody is making money somewhere. And the thing is, you've got to get over that paralysis, and you just got to go, and you just got to do. And, you know, it's better to be moving in the wrong direction, being able to change course, than it is to just not be moving at all.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.